Summary of Sunni Concepts. Education to control desires. Controlling one's desires is an ability that a person learns and usually becomes accustomed to. The more he trained in it when he was young, the more capable he became of it and the more he mastered it. He finds it present when he needs it. A Muslim cannot call to God Almighty or wage jihad in his path without controlling his lusts and desires. Even if it is within the realm of what is permissible and which is not sinful in itself. God Almighty said, "Say if your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your wives, and your clan, and the money you have made, and the trade you fear will decline, and the homes you are satisfied with. I love you more than God and His messenger and jihad in His cause. So wait until God brings His command, and God does not guide the rebellious people." Everything mentioned in the verse is essentially permissible. But it becomes forbidden and sinful if it causes one to abstain from the duty of preaching and jihad for the sake of God. Controlling desires does not mean depriving them if they are permissible. Rather, it means training oneself to dispense with it when the need arises. Accordingly, the educator can assign the trainees to courses in which he will prevent them from some permissible desires of the soul for a limited period to accustom them to dispensing with it when needed.